Meanwhile, over at Kroger, a completely different pattern arose. Kroger also conducted experiments in the 1960s to test the superstore concept. By 1970, the Kroger executive team came to an inescapable conclusion. The old model grocery store, which accounted for nearly 100% of Kroger's business, was going to become extinct. Unlike A&P, however, Kroger confronted this brutal truth and acted on it. The rise of Kroger is remarkably simple and straightforward, almost maddeningly so. During their interviews, Lyle Everingham and his predecessor Jim Herring, CEOs during the pivotal transition years, were polite and helpful, but a bit exasperated by our questions. To them, it just seemed so clear. When we asked Everingham to allocate 100 points across the top five factors in the transition, he said, "I find your question a bit perplexing. Basically, we did extensive research, and the data came back loud and clear. The super combination stores were the way of the future. We also learned that you had to be number one or number two in each market, or you had to exit. Sure, there was some skepticism at first, but once we looked at the facts, there was really no question about what we had to do. So we just did it." Keep in mind, this was the early 1970s, a full decade before the number one, number two, or exit idea became mainstream. Kroger, like all good to great companies, developed its ideas by paying attention to the data right in front of it, not by following trends and fads set by others. Interestingly, over half the good-to-great companies had some version of the number one, number two concept in place years before it became a management fad. Kroger decided to eliminate, change, or replace every single store and depart every region that did not fit the new realities. The whole system would be turned inside out, store by store, block by block, city by city, state by state. By the early 1990s, Kroger had rebuilt its entire system on the new model and was well on the way to becoming the number one grocery chain in America, a position it would attain in 1999. Meanwhile, A&P still had over half its stores in the old 1950s size and had dwindled to a sad remnant of a once great American institution.